This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. Explain to me, tell me, who's going to beat Trump? Nobody's beating Trump. Beto O'Rourke, out of the race. Goodbye, Beto. Bye-bye, Beto. BBB. In free fall, Biden plunges to fourth place in a new poll. So there's no Beto. There's no Biden. Who's left? Bernie Sanders, the communist, 80-year-old communist who just had a heart attack? Or Elizabeth Warren with the sensible shoes and the $52 trillion Medicare for All plan? Folks, not 52 million, not 52 billion, 52 trillion. And she laughs about it like it's no big deal. And she promises there won't be a penny in tax increase. 52 trillion. The entire American budget is about $4 trillion. The budget of the United States of America. So in a 10-year period, we spend $40 trillion. Our government operates on $40 trillion. She wants $52 trillion more, far more than the government spends in 10 years. She wants to spend on Medicare for All. The woman's insane. And I've seen the numbers. I should have brought them up with me. I didn't. I read them in the Wall Street Journal the other day that some think tank just came up with the numbers in order to pay for Medicare for All. I don't think they even knew it was $52 trillion. I think they were going by Bernie's plan, which is like $42 trillion, not $52. But to even pay for $42 trillion, they were talking about a 25% surcharge on your income taxes. So if you owe $100,000, now you owe $125. If you owe $25, you owe what's 25% of $25,000? 10% is 2, 2 and 4, 5. So you owe 25 plus 5. So they were saying that's one possibility. Another one is a payroll tax of 32%. Folks, these are numbers that normally I'd cry, but they're so ridiculous I can only laugh. They're the stupidest things I've ever heard in my entire life. So Beto's done. Biden's all but done. Elizabeth Warren is done with her $52 trillion announcement. I almost made a mistake saying billion. Incredible. And that's precisely why they're talking impeachment. They've got nothing else to talk about. So here's my column that's coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's called Anyone Want to Play Poker? Anyone Want to Play Poker? I was going to write part two of why California is burning. But that takes a backseat to impeachment and the latest economic news. So I'll shorten why California is burning. California is burning and blacked out because of insane liberal policies. First and foremost, as I pointed out in my last column, hundreds of billions of dollars have been wasted over the past 20 years paying for illegal immigration instead of upgrading and modernizing the California electric grid. The chickens have come home to roost. The secondary cause for California's nightmare is environmental policies that won't allow brush clearing or cutting down dead trees. The third cause is climate change mandates that force utility companies to waste billions of dollars annually on green energy like wind and solar. So California consumers get the highest energy bills in the nation, the highest taxes in the nation, and blackouts when the wind blows. Congratulations, you just won the one in a billion lottery. You're a lottery winner! I could solve California's problems quickly. Clean the brush and redirect all those billions of dollars to upgrading and modernizing your electrical grid. Simple. Problem solved. End of story. Now, on to the two most important stories in America today. Both play right into President Trump's hands. Impeachment and the economy. They are linked together like yin and yang. Both storylines will lead to a Trump re-election electoral landslide. First, impeachment. The game is on. The House voted along hyper-partisan lines, meaning every Democrat was for impeachment except two, and every Republican was against impeachment. And they voted along these hyper-partisan lines to open the impeachment inquiry, and the Democratic Party marched in lockstep like sheep off a cliff. How bad is impeachment for Democrats? A New York Times Siena College battleground poll released just this week found the majorities of voters in every important swing state oppose impeachment. Worse news for Democrats, even larger majorities of independent voters in those same swing states oppose impeachment. No big deal, unless Democrats have any interest at all in winning Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Florida, North Carolina, or Arizona. If not, hey, don't sweat it. I've seen a dozen other polls, all with the same results. Trust me, this impeachment witch hunt is the biggest mistake ever made by Democrats. Now to the economy. More great news on Friday. Actually, amazing news today. The Trump economy added 128,000 jobs in October. That number blew away the economist's estimate of 75,000. This was despite a massive General Motors strike. Take that away, and the number would have been in the neighborhood of 200,000 new jobs. More importantly, the August and September jobs reports were revised dramatically higher, which means the economy is much stronger than initially thought. September was revised up by 44,000 jobs. August was revised up by 51,000 jobs. That's 95,000 new jobs that we didn't even know that we had. That brought the three-month average up to 176,000 new jobs per month. The overall overall unemployment rate of 3.6% remained at or near historic lows. The total amount of Americans employed in this country jumped to 158.5 million, a new all-time high of people working. And average hourly wages went up too, a year-over-year gain of 3%. Everyone's working and everyone's salary's going up. Black unemployment dropped to the lowest ever. Yes, Trump is some racist. With racists like this, who needs friends? To date, Trump has added over 6.5 million new jobs. At the exact same time in his presidency, Obama had lost 2.3 million jobs. Are you listening, all you liberals and Democrats and independents and delusional fools out there? 6.5 million new jobs, Trump. Loss of 2.3 at this exact time, Obama. That means Trump's beaten Obama by almost 9 million jobs in 2.75 years. That's why impeachment is linked to Trump's economy. They are yin and yang, because what can Democrats say in the face of these great economic numbers? They've got nothing. If I was a Democrat leader, I would talk impeachment too. It's their only card to play. So, anyone want to play poker? I'll put the Trump economy up against the Democrat impeachment inquiry all day long. Good luck to Democrats. You're going to need it. I'll take the Trump economy, and I'll raise you 350 electoral votes. If I was you, I'd fold quickly before you get hurt. My new commentary coming out, anyone want to play poker, in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal and syndicated nationwide by Creators Syndicate. Now, if you want to know why impeachment is such a joke, when we get back, I'll be talking to you about a military official who worked with the top shift witness, Alex Vindman, and reprimanded him for inappropriate and partisan behavior in the military. I'll tell you that the whistleblower named Chira Mella may be a CIA spy planted in the Trump White House, identified as Charlie in the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page FBI texts. Those two scum traitors committing treason against the United States, involved in a coup against the president, mentioned somebody planted as a spy in the Trump White House, and it may very well be Chira Mella. And by the way, anti-Trump CIA whistleblower Eric Chiaramella said nothing as his pal Joe Biden allowed millions of dollars to flow to his son Hunter, but filed a complaint when Trump mentioned the theft in a phone call. This is why the whole thing is ridiculous. And then we have Joel Pollack, who's a regular guest here on our show, one of the big shot editors at Breitbart, and his column today is titled, Real Purpose of Impeachment is to Make Up for a Weak Democratic Field. And that's the story. That was my commentary for all intents and purposes, right? There's nobody that can beat Trump. And they can't talk about the economy because it's not perfect, but it's damn close. A lot of things are going right in the economy. So they've got, the Democrats have nothing to talk about. So they came up with this idea, let's impeach Trump over nothing. They've got nothing else. Nothing else. Other big news when we get back. What do we have, Chris? About a minute? 2 minutes. All right. GOP Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin seeks all email communications between Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and says the DOJ is blocking their release. Well, of course they are. They're criminals. They're peas in a pod. Hillary's not the only criminal. She did everything she did with the approval of Obama, as sure as I'm sitting here. So when we get back, we'll talk about that. And then I think the other biggest news story of the day, it's a big news day. There's a lot going on. The other big news story is President Trump announces he is leaving New York. He's done with that crap hole. And I left New York, too. So two peas in a pod. It's always me and Trump with the same idea. And I love New York and I love Manhattan, just like Trump did. I had the same kind of thing in life. Trump was a son of a very rich man. But nonetheless, that rich man was a builder of apartments in Queens and Brooklyn and Staten Island and the Bronx. But he wasn't Manhattan. And Donald Trump had his eye on Manhattan from the moment he was old enough to think about it. And I had the same upbringing, except my dad was a butcher without 2 cents to his name. And then one day he bought a butcher store, or started a butcher store. He didn't buy it. He started it. And the butcher store was the rest of his life. He never made any real money, but at least he was the owner of a small business. I was that son of a butcher, and my eyes were always on New York, and I wound up getting accepted to Columbia University, and I loved the Big Apple. I didn't love New York. I loved Manhattan. Just like Trump, always loved Manhattan. I couldn't stand the Bronx or Queens or Brooklyn. I thought Westchester was too big for me. Too small for me. I always wanted Manhattan, and I wound up going to college in Manhattan and then starting a business in Manhattan, and my early life in the business world outside of college, all of Manhattan, and I love it. I love it, but I could never go back. I could never pay the taxes or abide by the regulations of New York City. It's a piece of crap. You can't live there anymore. They steal your money. And Governor Cuomo has the nerve to call Trump not a real New Yorker. He's repugnant to New Yorkers. Well, I'm sure he'd say the same thing about Wayne Root. Guess what happened last year? 453,000 New Yorkers fled the state. It's not just Trump, folks. Everybody's escaping from New York. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. When we get back, let's go to war. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickle, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Newsmax TV. They call me War. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative capitalist evangelist in the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land. And I'm on the warpath, I always am, so let's go to war. Lots to talk about. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, taxpayers, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. Let Democrats fight for illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. I'll never forget you. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God. And syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in national radio. Two men of great, refined taste. This show is dedicated to Ed and Fred, great judges of talent. We're in the RootWall.com studio. RootWall's the main title sponsor of the show. It's my pack called Root for the Wall. And I don't need to say another word. You know what I have to do? All I have to do and say rootwall.com. That's it. Rootwall.com. You go there, and every question you'll ever have is answered at rootwall.com, or call 844-ROOTWALL. But I would go to rootwall.com, and lots of questions answered there. My video there. Everything I'm doing is there. My column's there. And I always have to say this disclaimer, Root for the Wall PAC paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee, rootwall.com. They are the sponsor, baby. I put my money where my mouth is, sponsoring the entire show for the next 4 months. All right, the Trump-Ukraine whistleblower, who everyone in Washington seems to know, is this guy, Eric Chiaramella, at least that's what everybody's saying. A CIA officer who filed a secondhand whistleblower complaint against President Trump, and that's this guy, Chiaramella, has gotten cold feet about testifying after revelations emerged that he worked with Joe Biden, former CIA Director John Brennan, and a DNC operative who sought dirt on President Trump from officials in Ukraine's former government, and he accompanied Biden to the Ukraine. Now that all this is out, he's a little scared. Oh, man, I'm going to be ruined. My life's going to be ruined. I don't think I'm going to testify now. According to the Washington Examiner, discussions with the whistleblower, revealed by Real Clear Investigations as 33-year-old Eric Chiaramella, have been halted, and there's no discussion of testimony from a second whistleblower who supported the first whistleblower's claims. So the whole thing's falling apart. Chiaramella complained that President Trump abused his office when he asked Ukraine to investigate corruption allegations against Joe Biden and his son, Hunter, as well as claims related to pro-Clinton election interference and DNC hacking. On Thursday, a top national security official who was present on a July 25th phone call between Trump and Ukrainian President Zelensky testified he saw nothing illegal about the conversation. I want to be clear. I was not concerned that anything illegal was discussed, said Tim Morrison, former National Security Council Senior Director for European Affairs, who was actually on the call. These guys weren't even on the call. And now the partisan whistleblowers have cold feet. There's no indication that either of the original whistleblowers will be called to testify or appear before the Senate or House Intelligence Committees. There's no further discussion ongoing between the legal team and the committees. Can you imagine what's going on here? So where's the impeachment then? Tell me where it is. This guy was the 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden point man for Ukraine. In other words, House Democrats are about to impeach President Trump over a secondhand whistleblower complaint by a partisan CIA officer, and neither he nor the source will actually testify about it. Wow. Wow. They're going down the tubes, baby. It's going to be a big, big election, re-election landslide, electoral landslide, maybe even a popular landslide at this point for President Trump. If their whole impeachment goes up in ashes, they're done. They're done. So, again, let me stress, this whole show is now sponsored by Root for the Wall PAC. We're in the rootwall.com studio. President Trump is one man against the world, and what the globalists and socialists and Marxists and communists around the world want is open borders. So it's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. And that's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together can and will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. And anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick that you can display proudly and let your friends and your family know that you were part of building that wall, raising the money so Trump could build the wall. Rootwall.com or call 844-ROOT-WALL. Operator standing by 24 hours a day, 844-ROOT-WALL. This is my baby, the Root for the Wall PAC. And this is not in Vegas. This is everywhere in the United States. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com. There's a disclaimer you got to read. I'm Wade Allen Root, otherwise known as War. When we get back, I'll tell you about Trump leaving New York.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is reacting to the U.S. Department of Labor releasing the October jobs report that shows growth was stronger than anticipated.
The president's economic agenda is working. Everything that he's doing is working. Adding 128,000 jobs in the month of October is fantastic. And since he's taken office, we've added almost 7 million jobs to this country.
Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli says Democrats will not be able to stop the border wall from being built.
The president has already put himself in a great position in terms of building the wall. The congressional, smash up over the continuing resolution that is going to end up sometime in November, maybe into December, depending, won't affect wall building because the money's already there.
Cuccinelli speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I want to get real. I want all of you to get real. Real water, that is. I live and die with my real water. It's the only stable negative ion alkaline water in America. I drink it everywhere I go. I drink it all day long at home. I drink it all day long at the office. I drink it all day long at my TV studio, my radio studio. And even on the go, when I'm in a restaurant, I take out my little bottle of real water concentrate and I pour a few drops into each glass of water they get me, and it turns it into instant real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline electron-abundant powerhouse. You can put it in your water, you can put it in your coffee, your tea, your juice, or even your wine. Although it's probably not a good idea if you're out at a bar or a nightclub in the dark and you pull out a bottle and start putting drops in your water or your date's water, they're going to think it's a date drug. Be careful with that one. But putting it in your own water in a restaurant, I do that all the time. And nobody cares, and it turns my water into real water. So, listen, grab a pen and write this down. I'm giving you a free bottle, or maybe it's not me. It's actually Brett and Amy Jones, the owners of Real Water, giving you the free bottle. But, hey, they're the advertisers of this show, and I put this deal together with them, and you're getting a free bottle of Real Water concentrate. I'm telling you, you'll never go back. Check it out. Get it free. All you have to do is pay a small shipping and handling fee. Or if you live in Vegas, just show up at the plant and they'll give it to you free. And you don't have to pay shipping and handling. Call 702-381-1217 anywhere in the United States and you will get your free bottle of Real Water concentrate. Or go to teamgetreal.com. Teamgetreal.com and get it there. All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. We've got our guest, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. JohnSolomonReports.com is his website. JohnSolomonReports.com. John, great to have you back with us.
Good to be with you. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Same to you. I don't mean to say I told you so, but you could say I told you so to the whole world, because it sure seems to me that everything is, that you talked about for all these months is turning out to be true. Number one, we're going after all the bad guys. Number two, I think the Brennans, the Clappers, they're all going down. I think that John Durham and William Barr are really going after the people who put together this incredible witch hunt and FISA warrant scam. And I think this entire witch hunt slash impeachment is going down in a ball of flames as well. And I got to say, you were there at the beginning. Great stuff, John.
Thank you. Yeah, listen, I think the most important things in this politically charged environment in Washington, where everything is presented with hyperbole, is to get back to facts. Facts are a stubborn thing, right? And if you can get the factual basis, you can decide, did a person do something right? Did they did something wrong? Is these allegations warranted, or are they just bunk? And I think over time, we've spent a lot of time, reporters like myself and Sarah Carter and Catherine Harris and many, many others, trying to get to the facts and not worry about the spin of the day. And I think when you look at the facts, certainly in the Russia FISA case now, we now know there never was any collusion, and those who tried to make the story of collusion were doing so for partisan reasons, not for factual reasons.
And well, I want to give you an asterisk. You said we now know there's never been any collusion. No, there's never been any collusion on the part of Trump and the GOP, but there's definitely been collusion on the part of all these terrible people looking to, you know, pull off a coup and take Trump or remove Trump from the presidency, right? That's a conspiracy. That's the collusion.
That is the real concern, and I think Republicans particularly feel that concern, right? And that is that you're beginning to see a group of unelected bureaucrats and Democrats trying to undo the 2016 world election, will of the people who voted in the 2016 election. And I think that's the concern. We're so close to another election year. Why is this impeachment necessary? A lot of people ask that question. But we're going to go through it now. There's no doubt the train has left the depot, and the Democrats are marching down this path. And so if there's going to be an impeachment, my job as a reporter is try to get people the facts. And let's take a look at the facts. And earlier this week, I tried to help people sort fact from fiction, because there's a lot of fiction, a lot of fable, a lot of myths out there that get reported as truth. And so what I've tried to do is just focus people on the facts. And hopefully that will help inform the debate as we go forward.
So let's talk a little bit about the biggest falsehoods in the impeachment inquiry.
Yeah.
Tell us what the falsehoods are. I mean, I think, you know, what I read today, I just read it to everybody moments ago. Yeah. It appeared to be breaking news on one of my favorite websites, Zero Hedge. And they said the Trump-Ukraine whistleblower suddenly has decided he's not going to testify, and his lawyers break off negotiations amid new revelations. So it appears, if this is a true story, that this guy, 33-year-old Eric Chiaramella, that's how you pronounce it, who Real Clear Investigations dug up, it sure seems like he's now backing out, because he's been outed as a Democrat, as a Biden guy, as a Brennan guy, as a DNC guy. His lawyers were all DNC lawyers, and he's gotten scared. He's gotten cold feet, and it says his backup whistleblower now doesn't want to testify either. Is this true, what we're hearing?
I know there have been some complications in getting the whistleblower and others to testify in the open setting. I think there's been a willingness for some people to testify in the closed-door setting. I think some are not as thrilled about doing that. I think I've seen the whistleblower's lawyer cite things like his personal safety as a reason. There's something I want to posit to people that we haven't thought of. I know we always look at first at these things as just purely partisan issues, right? Democrats want to get Trump. Trump wants to get Democrats. What's going on here? But people have to remember there's another element to this that may make the career bureaucrats defensive. Before they were working for Trump, they were working for the Obama administration. I suspect many of the career people in the NSC who did work in Ukraine are proud of that work. They chafe to see someone dare question the work that went on. Now, you can look back at the Russia-Ukraine policy of Obama. We're going to give away everything to Russia, do a reboot. That didn't work so well, right? But the bureaucrats who carried out that work, the NSC professionals, the State Department professionals, they're extremely invested in that work, even if it didn't turn out well or it didn't turn out as well as had been promised. Some of this resistance that goes on is because the very people that worked on this are trying to defend their own work. They're defensive. And so when a disruptor like Donald Trump comes in and says, I want to throw the world upside down and try something different, we're going to drain the swamp, we're going to do things differently in Washington, the very people whose work is threatened by that create their own inertia. It doesn't necessarily have to be a grand conspiracy with Democrats. Now, we know the whistleblower and Adam Schiff were talking and conspiring, right? We know that went on. So there's some evidence of that. But some of this resistance that may, for people on the outside who don't understand Washington or don't study it every day, are a lot of these people are invested in the policy of Ukraine. I don't know if Eric Chiaramella is or isn't the whistleblower. I haven't done the reporting on that to determine it one way or the other. But I do know from earlier emails I saw that he was a guy at the NSC that worked on Ukraine policy back when Joe Biden was vice president. And most importantly, one of the emails I see is that back, one of my famous stories is in January of 2016, the Obama White House brought all the Ukraine prosecutors over from Ukraine to invite them over to talk about cases. It turns out Burisma and Paul Manafort came up in those discussions. That's what I wrote about. Eric Chiaramella is one of the names that shows up on all of these contacts as people who are facilitating that conversation. That was probably his job, right? But if you were invested in that work, you become remarkably defensive about it, as we would if someone criticized our lawn gardening or our other things. Some of the resistance going on here is, I'm sure, political. Some of it is a group of people not wanting people to challenge the way they went about their work in Ukraine. And I think President Trump has been about challenging all the assumptions in Washington. And so As we watch this play out, I think there's multiple dynamics. There's no doubt Democrats are trying to get Trump. That's their political agenda. But some of these people who are siding with the Democrats may have a reason beyond politics, which is it's uncomfortable for people to go back and say, why didn't you speak up about Hunter Biden's role at Burisma? Why didn't you do this? Why didn't you do that? Which is going to be part of this Ukraine trial, this Ukraine impeachment. I think some of the resistance, some of the names that we're going to hear are invested in the facts of what happened because it's their work, and they may not like the fact that now people are looking at it saying, maybe that wasn't the best work we could have done.
I see a headline in the media today at a site I frequent a lot called Gateway Pundit, or The Gateway Pundit, actually. It says, suspected whistleblower Chiaramella may be a CIA spy planted in the Trump White House who was identified as Charlie in the Peter Strzok, Lisa Page texts. You know, if these kind of things are true, John, they're mind-blowing, right? A spy placed in the White House?
Yeah. You know, sometimes there's more than meets the eye in some of these headlines. They're shock headlines. I know a lot of people have a lot of different theories. I always like to stay in the realm of the facts. What's in the factual realm is pretty darn damning. And let me tell you about something. I'll give you a little news that will break next week.
Okay.
I pursued a lawsuit against the State Department to uncover what Hunter Biden and Devin Archer and Burisma were doing with the State Department when Joe Biden was in charge of Ukraine policy. Next week, I will divulge the first documents I have gotten under those lawsuits. They are very, very important. They add extremely important facts. Facts that don't add up to Joe Biden's story and raise questions about some other things that might have been going on that probably need to be investigated more before we come to conclusions. But I know there's a lot of speculative headlines in there. I've made my living trying to stay in the realm of facts. And right now I don't know of any spy that was embedded in the NSC to spy on Trump. I do think that there's a group of bureaucrats in the NSC and the State Department that don't like Trump's style, don't like his turning Washington upside down, and they're showing their colors in these hearings by you know, raising all the concerns they have. I think that's a dynamic that really is playing out.
And I got to tell you, I think that Biden's done. I don't think Biden has any chance of getting the nomination anymore.
He's clearly falling in the polls. There's no doubt about that.
Fourth in a new poll. But my question is, who have they got, John? They got nobody. They got nobody and they got nothing. Beto O'Rourke dropped out today. They're going to have Bernie Sanders for president and Elizabeth Warren for VP? I mean, what have they got? Well, can you hang through the break? We'll grab you on the other side. I want to talk about U.S. Attorney John Durham's criminal inquiry. Does my man John Sullivan, is such a great award-winning investigative journalist, this guy's my superhero, does he believe that we're finally going to see some people indicted with a D after their name and with an FBI after their name instead of just Republicans getting indicted under a Republican president, which is just amazing to me. Don't Democrats ever get indicted? We'll find out when we get back with John Solomon. Thanks. Can we hope? Can we dare to dream? Wayne Allyn Root, War. Back with John Solomon.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor for more information. Limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
Hello, this is... is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents.
And Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Raw and unfiltered. This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root in Las Vegas, baby. We love our Vegas. Love it, love it, love it. We broadcast from here on KBET, otherwise known as 790 AM, to stations all over the United States on USA Radio. And then in hour number three, we're joined by Newsmax TV. Hope you heard and enjoyed our interview yesterday with Don Trump Jr. And right now we've got investigative reporter John Solomon with us. I want to mention real quick the sponsor of this segment. It's Liberty HealthShare. Phone number is 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY or visit LightYourLiberty.com. LightYourLiberty.com. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health sharing, but this host, your host, Wayne Root, is on it, and my four kids are on it, and they've done great things for me and for my kids. and I want to thank Liberty Health Share. You guys are great, and it wasn't like I've been on it for a month. I've been on it for almost 4 years. My fourth year begins on January 1st. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. 855-58-LIBERTY, lightyearliberty.com. So we've got our guest here with us, John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist. His website's johnsolomonreports.com. John, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you.
So it appears we are finally investigating the investigators, or as I said on national TV when the Mueller case finally ended, I said, now it's time to turn the tables and hunt the hunters. And so it sure seems like John Durham, I call him Bull Durham, is now turned this into a criminal inquiry, and a lot of people have got to be shaking in their boots. And do you think, finally, some people with a D after their name are going to go to prison? Or at least be indicted. How about that? Let's go start with that.
I think the chances of seeing some form of criminal indictments out of the Russia investigation are growing quite a bit. Whether that's a Democrat or someone that worked in the FBI or the Justice Department or the CIA, we don't know yet. But what I do believe is going to be the roadmap and what likely was the trigger for the decision to turn this administrative review into a criminal review was evidence that the Inspector General turned over to Durham and Barr. His report's going to come out fairly soon. It was kicked back, I believe, from the Attorney General, from the Justice Department to the IG to do a little bit more analytical work about what laws and regulations might have been violated. So they're finishing up that section of the report. It's a kind of an additional section of the report, but I would not be surprised if it came out in the next 10 days or so. We're going to know then what sort of really serious issues we're finding. Here are some of the things I'm hearing the criminal investigation likely will look at. Did people who have already testified, FBI officials and others, give false testimony? Because there are now documents that have been uncovered that contradict their testimony. That's one thing that's going to be looked at in the criminal probe. A second thing is, was there an effort to intentionally deceive the FISA court and perhaps even Congress during the Russia investigation? Did the FBI know things that they withheld from the court to get their warrant? Did they learn things that they failed to disclose to the warrant? Did they falsely represent the state of the vetting of Christopher Steele and his dossier when they presented it as confirmed or corroborated evidence? I think the more that's going to be a second question. I think when you get above the criminal stuff, there are also some other very serious issues that I expect are going to be raised in the public debate very soon. One of those are, I would not be surprised if the Justice Department creates new rules for when the FBI can investigate a campaign or intervene or spy on a campaign like they did to Trump. I think another thing you're going to hear a lot about is the failure to adequately vet sources, not just Christopher Steele, which probably is the trigger point for this debate, but I think you're going to find out the FBI has not been doing a good job of vetting other sources that they've used to submit to the FISA court or to regular courts every day. I'm hearing that that's a big problem that's likely to come on the horizon. And then a third one that I've been talking a little bit about on Sean Hannity occasionally, there's going to be an additional report out about the propensity of the FBI to leak information and then turn around and use their planted leak as corroboration to support their next action.
Isn't that exactly what they do with the FISA warrant? They use their own leaks to justify the FISA warrant, right?
Well, they certainly used Christopher Steele's leak because they knew that Christopher Steele had leaked the Mike Isikoff, and then they used the Mike Isikoff article. There's a case in New York that I'm going to be writing about in the next 10 days. It's a guy unrelated to Russia. But the egregious behavior of the FBI there, by the way, now divulged 3 years to the judge, but still no action against the FBI and Justice Department officials involved. But when you see the actions of this FBI agent and this U.S. Attorney's office, you're going to see a cultural thing. This couldn't have happened in the vacuum. There's a culture inside the FBI of using leaks to create or create evidence or try to use it as supporting evidence when they know it's fruit of the same tree. I think that's going to be very, very concerning to Americans, people, though, particularly libertarians and those who worry about civil liberties and about privacy and about the separation of government and the people. These are going to be the big issues that come out of this FISA review when we're done, in addition to any indictments that come down the road.
All right, John Solomon, always great to have you on, award-winning investigative journalist. His website, johnsolomonreports.com. He has been in the middle of the biggest scandals and crises and witch hunts in American history, and we cheer him every day because it's good to have someone on our team that's a good investigative reporter. Scratch that. A great investigative reporter. John, really appreciate everything you do, man.
My pleasure.
Guy.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right, John Solomon. What a good guy. JohnSolomonReports.com. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. The show is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. And when we get back, lots more headlines. I want to dig into the fact that California has the burning fires. California has the blackouts. California is the highest tax in the country. And now they have the nation's worst poverty rate. What a crap hole.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.